Hello and welcome to Umyang Cast, where you can listen to great teacher Umyang's words of wisdom. I'm your host, Sherry, and today I'd like to introduce you to a poem by great teacher Umyang called True Mind. True Mind. One who has placed demons and ghosts, his delusions, inside his mind, will live with the demon-like mind. One who has a negative mind will live with the negative mind. One who has a positive mind will live with the positive mind. A person who is small-minded is one who has a negative attitude in all that he undertakes. He thinks and judges based on his self-centered standards. But a person who has a positive mind is one who has a large mind, which is why he is positive. The true mind is one that exists before and beyond one's delusional, self-centered, attachment-filled mind. It is the mind that is God, who is the universe that is before and beyond the universe. This mind is truth. It is the mind that is eternal and never changing. It is the living mind. This mind is our true nature, our foundation, our God, Buddha, 하늘님, and Allah, as well as the Creator. The Creator is alive, and so he who has the true mind of this Creator, the universe that is before and beyond the universe, is absent of death and is alive. Thus, he will be born in the eternal true paradise while he is still alive and live there. The true mind consists of the yin and the yang, which are the cheng, body, and the xin, mind, respectively. Buddhism calls this the Sambhogakaya and the Dharmakaya, while Christianity calls this the Holy Ghost and the Holy Father. Every creation in the universe is the representation of the original mind of this cheng and xin. Thus, this world is already enlightened, since this mind is the Creator himself. This mind is the widest, largest, highest, and lowest, and so only a person who has this mind can be the Creator, and can thus be absent of death. The true mind is the infinite universe that is before and beyond the universe. And when man is reborn as this universe, in other words, when he cleanses his mind and becomes the whole of this universe, he will be absent of death and will live forever. He will have the eternal heaven inside him and live the life of true paradise while he is alive. The true mind is truth, which is the infinite universe that is before and beyond the universe. So in order to become one with truth, one must eliminate his false self. Truth exists where one's self does not. During my seminars, I ask the audience what truth is. Many people say they see truth, God or Buddha, but it seems no one actually knows who these existences are. People often say that truth is eternal and never changing. No doubt it exists somewhere in the universe. So then, what could be this eternal and never changing existence? It is the infinite emptiness of the universe, the emptiness that is before and beyond the emptiness. When the whole of creation is eliminated from the universe, then only the emptiness will remain in the universe. This emptiness cannot be eliminated no matter what, and is the energy and light of the universe. In other words, it is the body and mind of the universe, the cheng and xin, the Holy Ghost and Holy Father, and is the Sambhogakaya and Dharmakaya. It is truth. Though countless stars may forever come and go, this existence that simply exists is alive. Therefore, I teach people that truth is eternal, never changing and alive. I say that it is alive, for this existence is life itself. Truth is the creator that simply exists in the universe as it is. And in order for man to become one with this truth, he must let go of his self. It is because of one's self, his delusional attachments, that he lives not knowing truth. In Christian terms, he is trapped inside himself, for he is bound to his sins. In order to be resurrected from this grave, he must discard his body and mind, and be born again as the body and mind of truth. One's existence consists of nothing more than one's body and mind, for which that mind is the stored experiences from his environment. He uses this mind inside him to judge and discern himself. Once he eliminates this mind of his and its burden, his body, only the universe will remain. And only when one is reborn as the body and mind of the truth that is before and beyond the universe will he live. A person who has been reborn as the eternal and never-changing energy and light of truth will not die, for he is truth itself, and he will live eternally in the undying land. It is only when one completely eliminates his self that he may become one with Buddha, who is truth. There you go, folks. We hope you enjoy today's poem by great teacher U Myung. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on U Myung Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher U Myung's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This U Myung Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher U Myung, please visit umyung.org.